All right, Evan Ginsberg back with the Wrestling Then and Now segment right here on Who's Slamming Who. Thanks as always to Tommy Fierro for this weekly forum. I want to start out with the unfortunate passing of Skip Young, who also wrestled under the name of Sweet Brown Sugar. He was a main event wrestler, top name, back when masked wrestlers were a really big deal in the territories. Skip Young donned the Sweet Brown Sugar moniker and mask, and was a major name in the Indies, particularly in the Florida and the Southeastern territories. And you know, very saddened to hear this because very charismatic, very entertaining, and I remember him vividly and fondly. And yet another wrestler dies young before his time, and the list just grows and grows. And when someone writes the definitive history of pro wrestling at the end of the 20th and beginning of the 21st century, the story will not be the meaningless titles and the crass commercialization of pro wrestling, but rather the huge list of premature deaths for so many of our beloved stars and heroes. And it's a tragedy that continues and will continue, unfortunately. Folks, I also want to mention that the most powerful thing I saw this past week was at the Bill Apter site, the OneWrestling.com site, where they did an extensive interview with Perry Saturn, and Saturn came back from drug addiction, being shot, and homelessness. Once again, I will expound, I will state, I will firmly believe that wrestlers are paid a fraction of what they're truly worth. And these guys sell out arenas worldwide. They're primetime TV stars. These guys should never be in a position where they have less money than they need, considering the money that they generate. And unfortunately, Perry Saturn was yet another wrestling figure who obviously has gone through some hard times and seemingly is rebounded, and now he's back on the autograph circuit, and hopefully he'll, you know, fully be back to where he was. And, you know, just a fine athlete and tremendous performer, Perry Saturn. And you could see a video interview of exactly what I'm talking about at onewrestling.com. Folks, I just want to remind everybody that the great wrestling, the truly worthwhile wrestling that you should be supporting, of course, are the indies, particularly groups like Ring of Honor, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, Dragon Gate, you know, Evolve. These are groups that emphasize actual wrestling. Jersey All Pro also has some fine wrestling as well, recently featuring Jushin Liger. So if the corporate wrestling turns you off with the inane angles, the lowbrow humor, the meaningless titles, etc., so on, support the little guy. Support indie wrestling. And in this day and age when professional sports like baseball, basketball, football, so on and so forth, cost an arm and a leg to attend to, even a lower-level indie show with their $10, $15, $20 ticket prices are a bargain, an absolute bargain, and something the entire family can enjoy. So a mantra that I regularly send out there is support indie wrestling. And, folks, one thing that I was fairly impressed with was the steel cage match on TNA between the women, Mickey James and Tara, and they went all out and some great moves, including Mickey James jumping off the top of the cage. Now, my question, of course, is it worth risking your body, risking your health, doing insane spots to pop a crowd or even pop a TV rating? I honestly don't think so, but that was a entertaining and worthwhile wrestling match, which is exceedingly rare these days on primetime TV. So a rare thumbs up to a TNA match, and I'm hearing that Nigel McGuinness is coming back to team with Doug Williams, so that would also be worth watching because these guys actually wrestle. Whether they're giving enough airtime to showcase themselves is another story, but hopefully the team of Doug Williams and Nigel McGuinness will be pushed to the hilt, and deservedly so. This coming Saturday, Ring of Honor returns on Internet pay-per-view, and they'll be in Manhattan at the Manhattan Center, and the main event of Davey Richards and Roderick Strong should be a barn burner, as will Homicide against Christopher Daniels. Two great matches on paper between guys who show their wrestling skills each and every time they're in the ring. So support Ring of Honor, my favorite promotion by far. And folks, check out Legends Radio this Wednesday. Speaking of Ring of Honor, we have Claudio Castagnoli, as well as, from the Doors, Ray Manzarek. That's right, legendary musician Ray Manzarek this week on Legends Radio. Last week we had legendary comic Pat Cooper with Sean Waltman. The previous week we had Judah Friedlander from 30 Rock talking about going to ECW and his love of wrestling and his appearance in the movie The Wrestler, which yours truly was the associate producer, and I appear in the very same scene with Judah Friedlander, so that should about do it, folks. Coming next week, the 22nd, to Legends Radio, Lanny Poffo, so you don't want to miss that either, and Lanny, of course, does a segment right here on Who's Slamming Who, which is very popular and deservedly so. So, folks, visit legendsradio.net. You could support a show that supports indie wrestling by checking out the ads, clicking on them, and see what we got over there. And check out the archives while you're there. Tons and tons of great archives. And folks, check out the Wrestling Then and Now movie with Homicide, who we mentioned before, Nikolai Volkoff, Killer Kowalski, Don Dr. Death Arnold, the late, great Tiger Khan, and many more. Visit Walker, walkertown.com, to see the Wrestling Then and Now movie hosted by yours truly. And that should pretty much do it, folks. What can I say? Happy holidays. That's pretty much it. So thank you once again for listening. This is Evan Ginsberg for Who's Slamming Who in the Wrestling Then and Now segment, signing off.